Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We're live this 7 o'clock hour. We'll have our education spotlight, check in with Dennis Lab School, Mark Topper and Topper on Sports, our Brink Hunter Home Highlight, and our very first gift of the day for our Deck the Town. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, it is going to be a beautiful weekend. I know you, Jeff, you said there's some rain. What does it look like 5:30-ish for the Christmas parade tomorrow night?
The percentages are dropping off after 4 o'clock.
All right.
About 70% around 4 o'clock, but then down to around 40 by 5. So 40%.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we're going to be dry.
Okay. Well, we're going to be dry because we're inside a party van from the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Big thanks to the Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union for the sponsorship of the Christmas parade, and then Vespers this weekend on the campus of Millikan University. So it's officially the holiday season as we are ready to go. Not one, but two gifts of the day today, Talbots and Anatai. Your chance to win $100 gift cards to both of those coming up a little bit later in the program. We start this hour with the education spotlight, and it is our great pleasure to welcome in Sarah Bodson from Dennis Lab School. You guys do an amazing job there. I don't know if the other teachers or schools get tired of hearing it, but I mean, it's sort of unparalleled, right? I mean, the parental involvement, the partnership with Millikan University, the leadership, the teachers, the kids, it's a really unique experience.
It really is. I mean, it is such a wonderful, wonderful place to be every day. We love it.
So am I wrong? I mean, outside looking in, it just seems like there's something that's been going on there for a number of years now that's special.
You know that like Christmas feel, you know, first thing in the morning,
yes.
You know, that magic. That's how I feel every morning. I walk
really?
Into the, absolutely. I walk in the doors and I've got students who come up to me and share the news and tell me what's going on in the world. And, you know, they ask me how my weekend was, and they're just so involved in their own learning. It's wonderful.
All right. So what do you teach at Dennis?
I am the middle school language arts teacher, but I also teach humanities, which
okay.
is really, really cool because we look at language arts and social studies through a totally different lens. And the students are really involved in making sure that they understand the world around them and how they fit in with that world.
Yeah, because a lot of people are sort of unplugged, right? I mean,
they don't,
and a lot of adults
absolutely.
Just sort of walk through the world without any sort of knowledge of what's going on in the world around them. And I don't
just
necessarily
what's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, well, yes, unfortunately. All right, so how long have you been at Dennis?
This is actually my first year. It's my seventh year teaching in the district, but it's my first year here at Dennis.
All right, so how did you end up in District 61?
Well, I'm actually from the north suburbs of Chicago,
okay.
and I came down to Millikan as a vocal performance major. So I'm really excited about Vespers because that was my, you know, one of my favorite pastimes. And it's just, I fell in love with this area. I switched my major from vocal performance to education, and I just fell in love with the students and the amazing, you know, atmosphere of Decatur Public Schools.
It is an amazing thing. There's a lot going on. There really is.
There's so much going on.
All right, so to the Vespers track for a second. We are broadcasting the final performance Sunday night for those who are not able to go, or for alums like yourself that
right.
are all over the
right.
place. They can listen online at nowdecatur.com. Is that, I mean, I would put that performance up against anything in anywhere. I mean, and particularly for the ticket cost, it is magical.
I mean, $12 to just feel this feeling.
No, if you divide that out, how many, what is it, like 300 people do the show? I mean, you know,
right.
it's like pennies.
It really is. Yeah. And it's so worth it. I mean, we still listen to the, my junior year Vesper performance was my favorite. And we still listen to the CD every Christmas.
Well, you can get the live broadcast at 7:30 this Sunday evening, thanks to Cancer Care Specialist of Illinois. It is an amazing thing. And there's probably tickets here or there left for the performances. I mean, you know, it's close to sold out, but you could, if you get a couple people, you probably can get in. Saturday, there's two performances. Sunday, there's two performances. If you've never been, I don't even want to really describe it to you because that first time you go see it, I want people to have that experience of really not knowing what to expect.
You have goosebumps. You leave
yeah.
in awe. It just go see it. Spend, you know, it's an amazing family experience. It's wonderful.
All right, let's talk about student investment portfolios. That's what
yes.
you're hearing. We're going to introduce some of your students here,
yes.
here in just a second, but tell me about the concept.
So our students in our PBL, which is project-based learning, which is what Dennis is all about, they have been working the last two months on creating and investing in their own portfolios. They have created their own companies, and then they have researched stocks And they have added those stocks to their portfolios, and then they've been tracking those stocks. And then they've had to do a lot of extensive research on those to make sure that they are making the best investments with differentiation of their portfolios. The coolest part about this is, you know, it's not just a project where it's one and done. They have been really working hard as a group, as individuals, and then they are going to be presenting to financial advisors.
All right, that so you have folks who are coming to the school today.
Absolutely.
They're going to be pitching their portfolio.
Yes, too. And their final grade is really honestly dependent, not only of, you know, just the work that they've been doing, but
right.
it's dependent on whether or not these financial advisors who do this for a living would invest in their portfolios.
All right, well, I'm going to introduce you to Bryson Neff and Camden Dowers and Wyatt Bramer. You guys spend a lot of time with bankers in your life?
No, not really.
They have a really different personality, I got to tell you. So you're going to get to see that today. All right, so jump in here, guys. Any one of you, has this been a fun project?
Yeah, it has been a really exciting project.
If I can just get you to pull that mic down and get a little closer to that. There you go.
It's been a fun project to do.
Yes.
It's taught you a lot about how, like, what you're going to do in the future.
What have you learned?
What's a good stock to buy?
Yeah.
How to, like...
You got any tips?
No.
How about you, Camden? What have you learned?
I've learned, like, what's a good stock to invest in.
Yeah.
And how to pay attention and find a good stock.
Yeah. And what kind of research have you done?
Well, I have looked into the stock that I found was a good stock, which I chose Walt Disney for the project.
There you go.
And I had to look in at their stocks and what they've done for the past year, 6 months, and kind of look a lot more into the company than most people would.
Sure. And what did you learn about the Walt Disney Company? I mean, it's obviously been around a long time.
That they own a lot more things than people would think.
They own everything just about, right? Pretty amazing. Yeah. All right. And you guys are going to be pitching and presenting your ideas, right, to folks who are going to be listening to that day. Are you a little bit intimidated by that? Are you guys nervous at all?
Not really. I mean, we presented on, what was it?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. And it was fine because the people who we were presenting to, they it didn't feel like they were, like, judging us. It felt like they understood what we were talking about, and they liked it.
All
like,
right.
they knew what we were saying.
All right, so give me an idea of, like, what you did yesterday. I mean, what did you present? How did you present?
We printed out papers about the companies that we chose.
And what company did you choose?
I chose the Boeing Company.
Okay.
And so we presented that, and then we had $10,000 to spend of fake money.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I know the district budget's a little tight these days, so it was $10,000 in basically Monopoly money. But you had to treat it like it was real money.
Yeah, so... we had to do, like, the math to see which companies were, like, what percent of our portfolio.
Sure.
Using, like, the $10,000 and how much we spent. And so, and depending on which stock made more money or lost us more money, we would buy and sell those stocks to, like, even it out.
All right. So, Boeing and Walt Disney Company, what did you choose?
I chose a company called Steelcase.
And what? I'm not familiar with them.
It's a furniture company.
Yeah.
That's, like, dedicated to making work more comfy and more, like, user-friendly.
Got it.
So, like, a lot of the furniture we have at our school is Steelcase, which I found was pretty interesting. It's a company. I was looking at it before we started all this project because we had to do, like, another miniature one.
Okay.
Like, because we had this game. It's like the stock market, but digitalized. So what you had is you bought money. You had money, and then you could buy the stocks, and then depend on how many stocks you wanted to buy of it. So I got Steelcase as mine, and then we had, like, every person in the class choose a different stock. Then we decided who had, like, the best, or not the best, or, like, yeah, the best.
Yeah, but so you looked at your environment, right? You found something you guys were using because of the stuff that's been purchased by the district, and that's an interesting thing. So this is all about teaching them about, you know, the project-based learning I love because,
right.
You know, oftentimes in education, or at least in my mind over the last 30 or 40 years, you know, theory's great, but theory mm-hmm. doesn't get you a paycheck and
it's
a great
application.
Career.
Yeah,
it's learning how to actually do it. So what did you guys learn overall? I mean, is this something you might be interested in doing for a living?
I would consider it. It takes skill because buying and selling stocks isn't just looking up a stock on like Google right. and then buying it, you actually have to research. You have to buy good, solid stocks that will make you money and that you can profit from.
Yeah, absolutely. How about yourself?
Like you said, I would also consider it. Like, it's something that you might need to know in the future. Like, it's you have to, from this really taught us about it. Like, if you're going to purchase a stock, you have to decide what stock it is, not just if it's, like, good money-wise, if you like the stock for what it does, and even if it plummets or something, if the stock dies, you'll know you still invested in something that you
all right, so this the Steelcase, is that the name of it again?
Yes, that's what
So what did you find out about the company?
The company currently is working on a, from what I heard right on their website and from the research, it said they're working with a partnership with Microsoft to make, like, it says something about, like, making furniture or something more technology-based.
Sure.
Or just making your work environment more technology-based. Other things I learned from the company, like it's obviously been doing pretty good lately because if it's, it was funny story. I was reading a you know, Popular Mechanics.
Sure, I know Popular Mechanics. I'm surprised you know Popular Mechanics, yeah. But yes, I do.
Those are some good magazines to read.
Yeah.
I was scrolling.
I'm surprised you even know what a magazine is, but yes, no, Popular Mechanics, sure.
So one of the pages in it, or like one or two pages, had a fully dedicated article to Steelcase.
Right.
So it was about like a chair that, like, you know, if you move back on these chairs, they don't move with you.
Right.
They're trying to make a chair that like bends in all different angles. So, like, if you push your arm down or something. But this has been from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They might not have made that, or they might have made it.
But they're
it.
Looking at making your life more comfortable at work yes. or at school and make it more technology-based,
yes.
which certainly makes a lot of sense. Camden, what did you learn? What was the most surprising thing to you about the Walt Disney Company that you didn't know before you started doing your research?
That they own a majority of entertainment franchises such as Marvel or Star Wars.
Yeah, big deal, right? They got their own streaming service coming in 19.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys, Netflix, Hulu, what do you guys watch?
Just I watch all the above.
All the above?
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix. They canceled Daredevil.
Oh, that sucks. I watched like the first two episodes
yeah.
of it, but I had too
many I'm
shows
just telling
watch.
You, I'm really disappointed this morning. All right, so today you've got financial advisors, bankers,
yes.
Folks who are you know in this world for a living. They're going to be coming to Dennis School,
yeah.
and all of your students, including the guys that are here today, are going to be pitching their ideas
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely, and they're going to do an awesome job because they are prepared and... If this is something that's important to them. They want to be the best at whatever they do, which is something that I see in anybody you look at in, you know, in the past that has been super successful. They've been driven, and that's the same energy I see in my students, and it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Isn't it great? I tell you, I know that you know, we can talk about budgets and the state of Illinois and all the things, but I am so grateful to teachers like you and schools like Dennis that just – they don't use that as an excuse to not
no.
show up and do the job and get the kids involved and be innovative and outside the box. And I mean, I don't remember ever having like anything like this at your age, you know, where you've got a great teacher doing these great things and bringing these people into your classroom and you're getting like real world experience. This may not, you might not realize it today, but this is the kind of stuff that's going to benefit you for the rest of your life. And you're really going to get an understanding of what you want to be, whether it's in banking or stocks or trading or what, or some other entire career, that real world experience. Did you learn some of that at Millikan?
Because you know,
they're about that.
I really did. Yeah. I really did. I took an amazing math course. And I never thought I would ever say that because I was one of those kids who hated math. And now as a teacher, we say, no, you're just not good at it. You
yeah.
know? No, I hated math. And I took a math course at Millikan. And the professor, we walked in, he had a pipe sticking out of his mouth. He was a real character. And the first thing he said to us is, you guys didn't buy the book from the bookstore, right? And we were all like, no. And he goes, great, because I made my own.
Yeah.
And we learned how to do our taxes. We learned all those things. And it really made it a lot better. You know, and you were 100% right when you said we bring all these people in and we reach out. And that's what really does set Dennis apart is, you know, we ask people to come into our room. Zach Shields and, you know, the foundation did a wonderful thing for us by coming in yesterday, and they are always so supportive and, hey, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And if it weren't for community members like yourself and like Zach Shields and like, you know, the amazing financial advisors and community members that we've had come in this week and will continue to come in the future, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. And so it's definitely taking the village to raise
yeah.
our amazing school.
All right, so I'll give you the final word here. I, you know, our guy is at Eisenhower High School. He just started his freshman year, and I still get the question. It irritates me to no end. Like, you know, why are you know, the perception of what happens in the hallways and the classrooms of DPS versus the reality of what happens in the hallways and the classrooms of DPS, it's got to be frustrating as somebody who cares as much as you clearly do.
You know what? I'm just going to tell you, if anybody has any preconceived notion or any conception of what's going on at DPS schools, come into our schools. Come sit in the classroom. Come to Dennis. We'd be happy to have you at any time. Come in and see what's going on in these classrooms, because you will be in awe of how amazing every one of our students are. You know, come in and volunteer. Ask to read to some students who are a little bit lower and struggling. You know, be involved in your community at any level, at
Sarah,
every level.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Great job. And to Bryson and Camden and Wyatt, we thank you guys as well. You did really, you know, pretty good. You know, a lot of adults come in here and freeze up. They did okay. Good luck with your pitches today. We're going to take a break here.